You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper four members of the Chatham Zoning Board of Appeals have resigned, leaving only two members left on the seven-person board. ZBA members Jeffrey Lick, Robert Leary, Mitchell Kosrova, and J.P. Henkel have now submitted letters of resignation to the Chatham Town Board. As a cost-savings measure, the town board cut the salaries for ZBA and planning board members in the 2017 budget. Each member of those two boards currently receives $2,655 a year. The 2017 budget reduced that compensation to $75 per meeting for a total of $900 a year for members based on 12 meetings per year. The 2017 budget allocates funds for only six ZBA members instead of the current seven. The town board intends to eventually reduce the size of the ZBA to five members. The planning board will remain a seven-member board. The town board also changed the status of the town historian position from paid to volunteer. Town board member Henry Swartz said the current town historian would not be returning as a volunteer because the board made the change without consulting her. Quote, she was highly insulted, Swartz said. The town will advertise the open positions on both the ZBA and planning board and also seek candidates for a volunteer town historian. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Daily Freeman is reporting the State Department of Environmental Conservation is looking for public comment on proposed changes to various wildlife regulations. The changes are posted on the DEC website at dec.ny.gov. The agency is recommending a prohibition on feeding wild white-tailed deer and the elimination of a special permit for hunting and trapping bobcats in specific parts of the state. The DEC is also considering defining conditions for issuing permits for pesticides to kill deer ticks downstate and strengthening measures to protect deer from chronic wasting disease. Comments will be accepted until December 23rd. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The New York Times Sunday, December 4th, published the first part of a series of stories that look at racial bias in the state's prison and parole systems. The Times reporters examined nearly 60,000 disciplinary cases and interviewed individuals and determined that racism is a fact of life in upstate prisons. The environment is especially hostile to people of color in the maximum security penitentiaries of Attica, Clinton, and Great Meadow, all located in rural areas where the community population is almost entirely white, and nearly every corrections officer is white as well. The Times found that in state prisons, blacks and Latinos were disciplined at higher rates than whites, in some cases twice as often. They were also sent to solitary confinement more frequently and for longer periods of time. The disparities were often greatest when it came to infractions that allowed corrections officers more discretion, like disobeying a direct order. In these cases, the officer has a high degree of latitude to determine if a rule has been broken and does not need to produce physical evidence in support of their decision. At present, the Times reported, blacks make up 14% of the state population, but almost 50% of the state prison population. The State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision was presented with the Times findings. It responded saying that while there were racial issues in any large organization, these were not a factor and had little impact on the system's disciplinary process. The department provided no data to contradict the paper's findings. Read the full story in the New York Times. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.